What if freedom is just an illusion? What if we gave it away when we were born? What if a birth certificate is really a corporate ownership? What if the Constitution is a corporation? The U.S. government is a corporation, and we are all slaves to the corporation. What if that's what it is? What if we're all slaves to a beast system where everything's upside down? You don't own yourself. You don't own the land. A deed is just a rental agreement with the corporation who owns everything. Everything is done through administrative law, which is the corporation. Not for humans, not for common people, but for citizens, slaves of the plantation. What if healthcare was sick care? So instead of making you healthy, they make you chronically ill. Multitudes of vaccines. Vaccines. What if vaccines are not really vaccines, but are poison to make you sick for life? What if everything you thought was true was a lie? What would that mean for you?
Government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Had to take some time off, recuperating from cancer. And you just get to a point sometimes where you have to take a break. And when doing this, you come to the conclusion that no matter how hard you try, no matter how the research that you do and whatever documentation or anything that you can gather up on whatever topic it may be, you can't get people to look at that information. And it's like talking to brick walls. As soon as you bump into their cognitive dissonance, where it comes in conflict of what their indoctrination has been, it's almost like deer in the headlights and a defensive wall goes up to where they either shift the conversation to something else or they get angry, call you one of those people. Is a lot of one of those, you know, conspiracy theorist or what other the mainstream media and hierarchy has told them to say. They're like little parrots. And in the meantime, the the political and corporate classes continue their plundering of the human population through war, chronic illness, debt, inflation, which is all tied to the debt, you know, the fiat currencies. But people don't want... It's not that they don't want to know. It's that they've been... They've been brainwashed to the point where it's painful to knock on the outside of that box. Plato called it the cave wall. What they see is the shadows on the cave wall. And when you come and say there's something else out here of sunshine and a whole new world up above, they don't want to see that. It's painful to see that. The light is too bright for them. And they want the safety and security of the things that they've known all their lives. And I know it's painful because I've been through it. I mean, I was in the Matrix. But it's still, and I've been, and I'm not, I stand on the shoulders of others, that's for sure. I'm no genius by any stretch of the imagination. And I don't know why Father in Heaven decided to put in front of me and encourage me to ask the questions of what in the hell is going on. ...15 years ago. And every now and then, you know, I'll get involved with politics and play that game because I always said that was fertile ground for people waking up, because the first step is to get involved and you start playing that political game and everything, and then you realize how dirty and rotten and they one in a thousand of these politicians is halfway honest and trying to do the right thing, and then one out of a thousand of those will actually stick to his principles, his, hers, they's, them's principles, principles of liberty, and one in a thousand of them will ever stay in there long enough to create a record of Dr. No, if you will, like
Dr. Ron Paul was known for never getting a bill passed, but being no on all the crazy wars and the spending and the Federal Reserve and all. He created a legacy. He created a movement that continues to this day. Now, all these other Tom, Dick, and Harrys, the lying politicians, they come and go, but their schemes continue to screw up the world. It doesn't matter which politician, what country, what, as I call them, plantation you might come from. Every damn one of these states is run by dirty, rotten scoundrels. Owned by the corporations, the national corporations, the multinational corporations. It's all a corporation. It's a corporate human farm. And of course, you find out if you do your own homework and everything. Now it's coming to light, but I don't know how many people have even noticed that the whole world is run by psychopaths. Sickos. You know, the Epstein thing. You know, that's just a teeny tiny tip of a huge iceberg. Oh, son of a bitch. These are the fucking robocalls that drive people crazy. Hello. See, we'll sit here and talk.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. And they probably got Medicare or Medicaid, or we found you might have had a wreck a couple of years ago, and we're selling insurance. Oh, car insurance is falling, and we're going to sell you some of that. And then they get you with once you answer a couple of little robot questions, then let me get you a senior representative. And it's some ibbidi-bida. And you can't get them to tell you where the hell they're at. And, you know, it's illegal for them to do all this robocalling and everything. And you would think that with all their data centers and all that and all their AI and everything, that they would know who did this, who these robo-ebbidi-bidis are. And an FBI or the CIA or some son of a bitch would go get them. But hell no. Hell no. They're too busy fighting wars over yonder and all and sending ICE all over the place, breaking in people's houses and shooting people and all masked men. But they can't stop the robocalls from the ibbidi-bidis. Damn. People still trust these people. People still trust these people. It's like the damn people in the little white coats. If somebody put on a white coat, people will do anything that a white coat tells them to do. Here, there's a pill. Here, what's wrong with you? Here's a pill. Oh, what's wrong with you? Well, let me cut on you. Oh, you got cancer? Oh, great, goodness, I feel for you. Here, let me get some voodoo juice that costs $15,000 every time we inject you and damn near kill you. Oh, it probably will kill you. But, you know, in the meantime, the insurance company will pay $100,000 and you'll be going through pain and suffering and we'll say that we tried to save him. You know, up in Canada, they got that MAID thing. Medical assistance in dying. Well, down here, we got the same damn thing. It's called hospice. Now, we put sunshine and lollipops on it, you know, we got to take care of them and everything. Hell, they run drugs up on them like crazy, get them all in zombie land and shit. And then just basically put them out of their misery. Morphine, opioids, steroids. People doped up like crazy, can't think for themselves. Too busy on the rat race trying to make ends meet, just praying for the weekend. In the meantime, these rich son of a bitches are flying around in their jets telling us that we got to damn eat bugs. And nobody seems to notice and nobody seems to care. Crazy as hell. But yeah, I took some time off. I've been watching the world go by, seeing what's kind of going on. No, I hadn't dug all up in the Epstein files, and I'll leave that to other people. You know, you see the little tidbit here and there and all that, you know. I've read some good finds in the thing. I mean, even connections to up in Spartanburg and all. You know, Jeffrey Epstein bought some sunglasses or some kind of crazy shit. I keep trying to tell people, you know, this is the synagogue of Satan is worldwide. And every state in the United States of America has a temple of Moloch, this Capitol building. Go around and look at the symbolism around any of them. And it's all demonic. You know, somebody told me when I was going over, parts and pieces of this craziness, and I attributed it all to the devil, Satan. You know, he rules all the nations of this world. And I was told by a retired minister that I was giving the devil too much credit. Giving the devil too much credit. Lord, I don't know how you can do that. And if so many people think that they will recognize evil when it hits them in the face. The father of all the lies. And he's very, very, very good at it. And his minions, the psychopaths of the world, which are not the, you know, the serial killers and all that kind of stuff that everybody thinks in their mind that you know, the Edward Scissorhands and all that kind of shit. Everybody thinks it that way. The psychopaths is not, the best psychopaths and the most prominent psychopaths are the people in suits and ties. Lawyers, medical professionals, and politicians. And leaders of major corporations. They're psychopaths. And the different things that they are ahead of and all, the psychopaths rise to the top, and then they create psychopathic organizations under them that act like psychopaths. Take the state's violence and demanding all kinds of stuff and making good illegal and bad legal, and you know, they can get away with anything and everything. They lie all the time, they cheat, they steal, they murder. Look at a corporation. A corporation is bloodthirsty and you know, anything goes. Look at Big Pharma. Anything goes. They'll even lie about the vaccines, which aren't vaccines, and no liability at all, no thought, don't even care. They lie about studies and all kinds of stuff and don't care about the collateral damage. It is all about the bottom dollar. goes back to, you know, intentional damage. You know, don't hurt anyone and don't steal their stuff. But psychopaths don't care about that. Now, they'll tell you all about it. You know, a politician that says one thing and then does another. Or lies about it, gets caught in a lie and then says, you know, and goes around and bullshits you. Does that sound familiar? It's just crazy. Yeah, anybody that's been in this for a while and all and sees what's going on and all, whatever level you might be on, you're always asking the million-dollar, $64,000 question, how the hell do you wake other people up to this stuff? I always tell Josephine, you know, you just plant seeds. You're throwing mustard seeds out, you know. Some of them going to hit on rocks. Some of them going to do this. Or they're going to be washed away by water or something. And every now and then you're going to get one that tries to struggle up and, you know, only grows a little bit. And then every now and then you're going to get one that grows up and comes along. But plant seeds. Don't worry about what other people think about it. I mean, hey, all of this conspiracy theories about JFK, about 9/11, about Iraq and Afghanistan, the Gulf of Tonkin and Vietnam, and you start to look and you say, holy shit, it ain't by accident, boys and girls. The sickest of the sickest of the sickest rule the world. Now, you can try to vote yourself out of it, but the psychopaths and all have a way to bullshit everybody to get the right monies and take the bribes and do the things that they need to do. Blackmail, whatever, to get more power over people. I was about to say, you know, if you do some research into psychopathy, and what is a psychopath? And, well, I was going to say that, but I don't need to tell people that anymore. They're not going to do it. For y'all, for those that, I know there's some of you out there that will do something, but you're far and few between. What do you do about it? You just keep speaking. Just keep speaking and don't speak truth to power. You're going to get things wrong here and there and all. And, you know, acknowledge that. I've gotten things wrong over the years. And probably some that I don't even know. Don't remember. My conclusions and theories and all have changed over the years. But overall, it is the synagogue of Satan, this human plantations that squabble between each other and try to get power and resources and profit the most off of their particular herd of humans. And then destroy everything good. They want to live forever. If they get the right knowledge. You know, if we can figure everything out. That's why all these bio labs and all are everywhere, you know, they'd love to figure out the code of life and then manipulate it to kill this one and that one and whichever race or creed or color or whatever that they want to manage. And then cloning and all, and then harvesting adrenochrome and torturing, just like the baby farms, you know? Why not? Why we have to snatch youngins and everything? Why don't we just have, you know, baby farms? And we can have an endless supply. And then the rest of the human population, we want them dumbed down, and we don't need a whole lot of them. We just need enough to do, you know, menial tasks that the robots and AIs and all that can't do. We stuff them people into 15-minute cities and rental bunny hutches, and we keep them doped up. It's not Orwellian, it's Brave New World. That's where we're facing. And the people can't see it. They don't understand it. I mean, they can buy a car on a 7-year, 10-year, 15-year payment plan. We can just stretch it out. Got to have two of them. Got to have a nice Mac mansion, don't you know? You got to have one of those. Now, they're getting a little pricey. And, you know, the average age of a, you know, first-time home buyers, 40 years old, and a, you know, they're going to give us a 50-year mortgage now, so, you know, if we live to be 90, we might could pay it off. Price of groceries going up, I don't know why, just the way it is. Living in la-la land. And it's curious how they force you to pay for it all. You know, my roads. You know, my economic development. Yeah. We're going to provide you with parks and recreation. Travel, baseball, Stupid Bowl halftime. Oh, college football, NASCAR racing, WMA. Oh, you don't like that? Here, have some golf. You like golf? How about some tennis? You know, take your mind off of everything and all. You know what? How about some Bud Light? Here, they, them will sell you some. Don't like that? Miller Lite. It'll be all right, boys and girls. I don't know. Am I giving the devil too much credit? What do you think? Is the whole world run by a demonic Luciferian cult? Is the whole world a synagogue of Satan? Do any of them go by the golden rules? Huh. I don't know. What do you think? Leave a comment. If you like the thing, like it, share it, have some fun. Until next time, boys and girls.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?